The taste of food might come from more than just your taste buds. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Douglas Archer, professor in the Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences at the University of Florida, examines how all of our senses are responsible for appreciating the flavors of our next meal.
My colleagues have been studying how human senses link in the brain in areas termed the pleasure centers to give humans their perception of a food's taste or flavor. Their studies include demonstrating how the volatile substances of foods, their odors, modulate basic tastes such as sweetness and bitterness. You can demonstrate this for yourself at your next meal. Pop a fruit candy into your mouth while holding your nose, then release your nose while chewing. That sudden rush of flavor and the increased sweetness of the candy is an example of how the volatiles you smell change the perceived flavor. Our scientists are also investigating how sight influences a food's flavor. Imagine being served a meal in an elegant restaurant versus receiving a messy plate of scrambled up food. The beautifully arranged dish increases your perception of the food, making you enjoy it more. Touch comes into play as well. The sense of touch related to eating is called the mouthfeel. Mouthfeel also affects food's perception and is best exemplified by the sensation imparted by chewing fats. And we can't leave out our sense of hearing. People mostly attribute crispy, crunchy sensations to mouthfeel, but the crunch sound inside your mouth also plays an important role. Just listen for that satisfying sound the next time you eat a potato chip or other crispy food. It's a definite contributor to a positive eating experience. In short, a growing body of evidence suggests that flavor during the eating experience doesn't occur at the sensation level, but rather at the brain's level of perception, where there's input from multiple senses, including taste, smell, and the mouthfeel sense, as well as visual and auditory cues. Your own experiments will show you that flavor is not so simple after all.
That was Douglas Archer of the University of Florida. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.